KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, it's cloudy and 14 degrees in Atlantic. We look for patchy fog this morning, otherwise partly cloudy skies today and a high of 28. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Creston Police Department today reports three arrests, with two persons arrested on drug charges. 28-year-old Rogelio Martinez of Creston was arrested last night at his home for violation of a protective order and possession with the intent to sell or manufacture over 5 grams of an illegal substance. Martinez was being held without bond at the Union County Jail while awaiting a hearing before the magistrate. And 44-year-old Joel Gross of Creston was arrested Tuesday evening on a Union County warrant for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. Gross was also charged with theft in the third degree. His bond was set at $2,000. 29-year-old Jeanette Govea of Creston was arrested at her home Tuesday night for violation of a protective order. She was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. Two Creston residents reported incidents of break-ins and thefts. A resident of the 200 block of North Park Street told police someone broke into her vehicle and stole the keys along with registration information. The incident happened sometime overnight, December 14th and 15th. The loss was estimated at $201. And a woman residing in the 500 block of South Bureau Street in Creston reported Tuesday morning that someone broke into her vehicle and took several packs of cigarettes. The incident also took place overnight, sometime Monday into Tuesday. Loss estimated at $20. The Exira EHK School Board met Monday evening, and among the most awaited decisions they made was one concerning the return to learn calendar with regard to attendance on Wednesdays. Superintendent Trevor Miller told KJAN News after discussion, the board decided to go with a 1 p.m. early dismissal on Wednesdays beginning January 13th.
Instead of what we're currently doing Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, in person and Wednesday remote learning, we're going to go back to 5 days in person with the early outs every Wednesday. So starting January 13th, we will every Wednesday until May 12th, we will get a 1 o'clock dismissal so we could still work with our remote learners and our isolated kids and our quarantine kids and allow the teachers some time and flexibility to do what they need to on Wednesday afternoons as well.
Miller said they're considering their voluntary remote learners in the process, especially those that may be struggling.
The ones that are voluntary, if they're struggling, we'll probably have a discussion with them and their families about possibly bringing them back. I know that's on the Atlantic agenda tomorrow night, to where they're trying to figure out, because we've had some students that have voluntarily did the remote learning that are not getting the work done or not participating. So we're trying to figure out what's best for them and also our district. So those will be conversations with families. We know there's other ones that are medical that have the good reasons on, you know, they have health conditions that we just got to continue to work at as a team and do what's best for everybody.
Atlantic actually will continue their work on assuming their continuation of the mask mandate later on this evening, and that was recorded yesterday. But Miller says in other business, the board discussed the makeup of the negotiation committee and approved requested modified funds.
All that is we have a couple board members volunteer to be on the committee, so when we start in January or February, that we have representation of the board besides just me when we work with the union. So Kevin Peterson, board president, and Joel Schluter are going to be our two representatives from the board. We approved the at-risk dropout prevention application, you know, which works for your at-risk, your MTSS, your guidance counselor, and other students that, you know, help out, or other paras that teachers that work with our at-risk and dropout students to prevent it. So, I mean, that's something we do every year. So we got the $142,667.
Miller said the board approved Jessica Allen as instrumental music teacher. She's from Woodbine, was chosen from 8 qualified applicants. And Brianna Sampson will start as an elementary para-educator in Exira. The Iowa Department of Education's annual report showed the first drop in school enrollment in 10 years. Department spokesman Jay Pennington said the biggest drop came among the youngest adults.
The largest losses in terms of grade level enrollments are really happening in the post-kindergarten or kindergarten. So those that are involved in like statewide volunteer preschool program, as well as kids enrolling in kindergarten.
Pennington said there was some drop after the early programs.
We do see a decline overall in elementary, so sort of through sixth grade, which is really, into the middle school years. And at the same time, high school overall saw an increase.
Pennington doesn't see this as a long-term trend.
Well, certainly, you know, after a nice, steady 10 years of increases, it's unfortunate that we're having a decline. certainly enrollment this fall, I think, is an anomaly. And we would expect that enrollment to get back to continued increases.
He says they don't know exactly what caused the decrease, though it appears parents of some kids in the pre-K and kindergarten programs decided not to enroll them this year. He says the pandemic could play a role, and it's not certain how soon things would turn back to an increase in enrollment.
Is it going to take 1 year or 2 years? It's really difficult to say. I mean, I think, you know, depending on the health and safety situation that we see in fall of 21, will certainly sort of dictate what people decide to do in terms of, seeing those increases in the PK and kindergarten programs that saw deep declines in fall of 20.
Bennington says while overall enrollment declined, there was an increase in diversity.
We're continuing to show a higher percentage of students who are students of color, and a decrease in the white student population, even though there was a decline overall in enrollment, the diversity of our student population, that trend continues.
Certified enrollment decreased to 215 school districts, representing some 66% of all public school districts in the state. Des Moines Public Schools had the largest decrease, followed by Cedar Rapids, Davenport, Iowa City, Council Bluffs, Waterloo, Sioux City, Dubuque, Burlington, and West Des Moines. And the family of a 65-year-old Iowa man is suing Tyson after he died from COVID-19 while working at the company's pork plant in Storm Lake. Michael Everhart of Fonda died June 18th, 3 weeks after he contracted the virus. His family contends in a lawsuit that Tyson didn't implement proper safety precautions to protect Everhart and other employees from the virus. Several Tyson executives at the plant are also named in the lawsuit, which was filed on behalf of Everhart's three children. A Tyson spokeswoman said the company has implemented several safety measures that meet or exceed federal guidelines designed to slow the spread of the virus. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street here in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.